I'm Eric Peterson, your host of Crime Stoppers in Action. On October 20th, the Great Falls Cascade County Crime Stoppers organization held a panel discussion on the topic of drugs and our youth, what we all need to know and what we are up against. The panel discussion was sponsored by the University of Providence, First Interstate Bank, and Alliance for Youth. Law enforcement personnel, education leaders, and a licensed clinical professional counselor discussed the normalization of drugs, particularly marijuana, and how this is affecting youth. During the next few months, I'll bring segments from each participant's presentation to this KGPR program. Once they are broadcast, each program will be archived at the KGPR podcast site. Today, we hear from Julie Bass, a licensed clinical professional counselor.
So thank you. First of all, thank you for coming tonight because this is a pretty important topic. We live in a time where legalizing marijuana in Montana is fairly new, and so we don't have a lot of the data that other states have. Prior to becoming a licensed counselor, I was a child protection specialist here in Great Falls. And I can tell you probably the one image that sticks with me the most is watching. I'm sorry, I'm going to get emotional, but watching a newborn baby detox. It's horrific. And it's a choice of a mom to do this. As an adult counselor, I deal with the adults who still have the residual from that emotional neglect. At Child and Family Services, emotional neglect was the hardest one to prove, but I can tell you the biggest issue we dealt with. Because getting parents back engaged and being connected to their children in a way that they can mirror their children's emotional needs when they are drug addicts was nearly impossible, which is why we have four generations deep of the same families going through our system. So how did we start normalizing drug use? Well, first of all, it's our family systems. The family system does it, so the kids think this must be okay. When you're a child, you don't want to challenge your parents being safe or not, because if they're unsafe, then that's really scary for me, right? So I'm just going to think this is the normal. We also have movies. Movies in the 90s really started pushing marijuana use. I don't know if any of you guys followed that. My first degree is in communications, and we used to have to study those things. So through our media, they start normalizing all these things to us, and as a society, we start accepting them. Huh? Well, they do it. The gateway exposure. So one of the biggest things I hope people heard, we tend to get stuck on this word gateway. And listen, I've had plenty of discussions about this where people say, well, I used and I never used anything else. Well, you're right. But the gate really, really does come down to the fact that kids are going to be exposed to things that they weren't necessarily hoping to be exposed to, right? So a little innocent toke might be taken from a vape. And I've had children have this experience where the vape has the dab in it. Now they just took marijuana and they didn't know because they thought they were just taking their friend's vape, right? This innocent nicotine. The THC level that Montana's legislation approved was 35%. We're looking at 100% on the streets. 35%, I don't know if anybody's ever had a microbrew at 10%, but it almost knocks you on your feet. So one toke, right? One toke can do some serious damage. Now, I've had friends tell me their son tried marijuana for the first time and went to RER and up to our psych ward for 2 days. He didn't come down for 2 days. Didn't know who he was. Every family in this city is affected by drugs, whether it's in your immediate family or it's in your extended family, or it's in your pocketbook. Because believe me, most people think, and we were on the street this summer doing this petition, most people think it doesn't bother me because I'm not doing it. Well, let me tell you, it does bother you. In Colorado, because Colorado's been legal for 12 or 13 years now, The cost for every dollar gained in tax revenue for Coloradans, Coloradans spent $4.50 to mitigate. Their property taxes doubled. Now you have to remember, Colorado has a sales tax. This doesn't get cheaper for us. There are a few people who make a lot of money, and corporations will come in and buy up these units. As a matter of fact, the marijuana industry has seen an increased investment from existing giants of the addiction. Altria, the parent company of Philip Morris, recently invested more than $2 billion into the industry. If you think this is about our local growers, it's not. They don't care about that. This is about money, and that affects all of us. The apathy that we've dealt with on the street, the, well, it doesn't really bother me, or, you know, we just, people are going to do it, was really disheartening. I grew up in Great Falls. I was gone for a long time. I lived in a lot of big cities. And to come home and literally face people who didn't care was shocking. It wasn't very Montana to me. So we had to kind of inform people in multiple ways. Like, if you don't care about the drug part of it, if you think it's not going to affect you, I'm going to tell you the tax part of it. But the other parts of it are what people aren't understanding. So we have women, and I went to a psychiatric conference in 2019 in Las Vegas, and they know now that schizophrenia is a result, it can be a result when women are smoking in vitro, so why pregnant? And I just want to read this little testimony. I don't know if any of you know Ben Forsythe, but he's a powerhouse in fighting this. This man is so passionate because family got involved with marijuana. So he was recently, I think he was in some local spot here in town. I'm not sure where he was, but recently, this is his words. I encountered a very young baby accompanied by a surrogate mother in a local coffee shop. The child was born 7 weeks premature and was only 5 weeks old. The baby was only about 16 to 18 inches long, was breathing, and had its eyes open, but it did not blink, cry, or show any emotions, or move at all. It was literally a zombie, and science has shown it would probably remain so for the rest of its life. The surrogate mom said that the baby's condition was a result of heavy marijuana use in the child's fetal development. She explained that the mother had a cannabis addiction, had a medical marijuana card, and bought and used her cannabis legally. This harm of this level is going to hit all of us. I live about three blocks away from Great Falls High, and in the last 2 weeks, I have found, just laying on my streets, because I walk my dog all the time, marijuana, right there. Now, if I'm a curious kid, I might pick up that little marijuana thing, and one of them had a full joint in it. The way that they increase drug users is they introduce it to them. You don't make money on this unless you get people more addicted, right? So there's the money aspect. Today, A.G. Knutson told us that fentanyl deaths are up 1,100%. That affects our community. One of the biggest myths that I hear is people who smoke marijuana don't drink. Lie. See them all the time. And they use while they drive. Got to experience that firsthand on the street last week when we were doing signs for the ballot initiative of keeping it out of our city limits. We're trying to keep the dispensaries out. So people would drive by and blow their smoke at us. Quality humans, let me tell you. But I'll tell you what, I would take the people who are either signing the petition this summer or yelling at us for the petition because I knew where they stood. It was the majority of people who wouldn't even talk to us that really scared me. The people who thought it wasn't their issue or their problem. We'll just deal with it. Those are the people who scare me the most because they're the most compliant. We have a fight on our hand in our community, and I'm telling you this, it's not going to be pretty. If you like the smell of marijuana, if they legalize this in Great Falls, you will be smelling it all the time. You go to Vegas, you can't walk 5 feet. It's illegal to smoke it publicly. You can't walk 5 feet without smelling it. They don't care. And who's going to police it? How many cops do you want to pay for? Because I can tell you they're not going to be able to police it. I drove down 2nd Avenue North in 9th Street the other day. A kid was sitting on a bench, lighting his pipe right in public. That's our new community. That's no joke. So I might sound a little angry, but the truth is we're losing our kids every day. Our family systems are broken. We have our parents who are just as addicted to something. Most of my young adult counseling sessions for marriages, we have an addicted mom on a phone or an addicted dad to video gaming. So we live in an addicted society. This is one of the ones that is really going to really screw us up, because when you're taking people's brains and making them mush, and it does, we don't get workers. We don't have great concentration. We have fatalities. Colorado's fatalities went up. And I'm not going to talk too much about the police stuff because they're here. But I really beg you to get involved, stay involved, and don't worry about likes on Facebook. Keep your value systems. If this isn't your thing, keep your value system. Reject it. Thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about the local Crime Stoppers program, please visit the official City of Great Falls public website at greatfallsmt.net/police/crime-stoppers-0. This is Eric Peterson, your host of KGPR's Crime Stoppers in Action.